The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says 20% of the Midwest region's National Wildlife Refuge staff will be cut due to budget shortfalls. So far, the effect on the Upper Mississippi National Wildlife and Fish Refuge is 3 vacant positions won't be filled. Manager Don Haltman says those include a biologist at La Crosse, a biotechnician in Savannah, Illinois, and maintenance worker in McGregor, Iowa. Haltman says any future vacancies won't be filled either.
The first thing to suffer is some of our biological monitoring when it's a biologist position. But at McGregor, for example, that's a 90,000-acre area as part of Upper Miss, that district, and we only had one maintenance person for that whole area, and now with that vacant, that means other people have had to pick up some of those duties, and it does mean sometimes we don't get around to maintaining boat landings and other public facilities.
Haltman says invasive species control and habitat restoration will likely be slowed, but he says no law enforcement positions will be cut. There are only 4 enforcement officers in the 261-mile refuge. The recently adopted comprehensive conservation plan for the refuge calls for 4 additional officers. Haltman says that won't happen now, but he also says it's a 15-year plan and budgets could be less tight in the future. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.